Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power. whoever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on up your mouth, put your mouth, and just thank God right now, right where you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name this morning. Lord, we come entering in with all faith, believing and trusting your God for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, help on today, oh, God, as we enter in, we come believing on today. Come on, family. Come on, come on. Open up your mouth and just shout glory this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Breaking every chain, amen. Destroying strongholds, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, right where you are, come on, enter in. Lord, let God lift the head of our life and lift up our hands. When you enter in today and receive for yourself, receive for your loved ones, amen. Right now and be delivered and set free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Just want to say thank you, hallelujah. If we had a thousand things of peace, thank you, Lord, but yet still we thank you. Come on and make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Changes, oh God, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Will you just praise him this morning right where you are? Will you just praise him right where you are today? Amen. Hallelujah. Today is December the 31st. Hallelujah, yeah. Hallelujah. We're about to enter into a new year, amen. Will you would praise God. God has kept you, amen. God has kept our family, amen. Hallelujah. Will you just thank him right now because you still have life, amen. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way right now on this line. Let restoration come. Let healing come, oh God. Deliver us, oh Lord, from all that's not of you right now. We come surrendered all over to you, withholding nothing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help this morning. Oh, yes, Lord. He come on, family. Let's give God praise. Amen. Come on and enter in. Make a decision on today that you're going to give it all over to God. You're going to take your hands off and surrender all over. Hallelujah. You're not going to be lukewarm. Amen. Will you be hot for the Lord? Amen. Will you hunger and thirst for him? Amen. Thirst for righteousness. Hallelujah. Will you make that decision on today, knowing that God has kept us? Amen. It's nothing that you did to keep yourself up. God did it all. Hallelujah. It's a reason to shout this morning. Glory, hallelujah, to your name.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray as we enter in, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come this morning. Lord, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, that there's no one greater than your Lord. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lion doctrine raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for the God, that you are the one that has kept us, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you that even right now, God, as we're praying, oh God, you're already answering. You're already moving, oh God, for all things are in your hands. You're all seeing, all knowing everywhere, God. And we just come to give you praise this morning. We come to thank you for all that you've done and all that we're trusting you to do, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah to your name, Lord.
Yes.
We bless your name, Father.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you that we thank you for all the good things in our lives. So you are the creator of all things good. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. For in your presence is the fullness of our joy. And in your presence we are complete and whole. In your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provisions that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that, hallelujah, we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protection, that, hallelujah, your perfect love casts out all fear, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. The peace that leads us through the storms that come into our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for our life and your presence in it. We can't thank you enough. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord God, as we come this morning on one accord, oh God, we ask that you do a new thing in us, oh Lord, change us and make us more like you. We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirits desired to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because we believe, we decree and declare right now, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you right now for answering prayers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that our deliverance has come. Amen. Our breakthrough has come. Our healing has come. Amen. Peace is filled. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now as we're praying, you're doing a new thing in us, a new thing in our children, a new thing in our mothers and our fathers, our brothers and sisters. Amen. All that we love and concerned about, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, help us today, oh God. Help us, oh God, to operate with your godly counsel and wisdom. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We ask in Jesus' name, let the wicked be purged out the land, that we, your children, may enjoy this day that you've blessed us with in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ. Amen. The Savior of this world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth of that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and out of the love that you placed in our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repenting in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, according to David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord, our God. Amen. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Hallelujah, let that fire burn everly increasing in each of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us uphold us with thy free spirit, O God, right now, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we come to be delivered. Amen. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in any of us. Amen. That our life be a glory, honor, praise up to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, circumcise our hearts and fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our lives. Create in us a heart of worship for you, O God. We rejoice only in you. Amen. You are our joy and the lifter of our hands. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth. Amen. Hallelujah. We lift up our hands on today. Let our hands be lifted up, hallelujah, to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savory aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within each of us right now and over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you. you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we enter in, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. The glory of God is birthed in each of us, and it's manifesting His glorious presence right now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now on this line. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in His holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. As we come humbling ourselves this morning, oh Lord, do a new work in us, Father God. Lord, for you know all things, oh God. There's nothing that happens in this world that you don't know about. Lord, we ask that you heal the land, oh God. Lord, that you would lead and guide us, oh God. Hallelujah, all the days of our life, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you right now for it, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, we trust you in all things, though we can't see it right now. We're trusting you, oh God, for our breakthrough and our healing, our deliverance, oh God. We're trusting, oh God, that our families will be delivered, oh God, from every addiction of this world, amen. That we will be delivered from every addiction of this world, amen. That we will be healed from every sickness and disease known and unknown to man, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, that our breakthrough will come and our finances support us. Hallelujah, that restoration will come, that you restore us to the days of our youth, oh God. That you restore our marriages, oh God. Restore the love in the home, amen. Restore relationships, amen. Hallelujah. Restore our finances, support. Restore our businesses. Amen. Restore employment, oh God. We're trusting you for restoration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we come humble ourselves, oh God, before you. We give our heart to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord God, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day, oh God. With our ears, let us hear you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, every time you call, we give ourselves to you, Lord God. We obey your law, God. We give our hands to you, Lord God. We lift them up in praise, amen. We will worship you, Lord God, all the days of our life, for you have blessed our days, and we just want to say thank you. Our mouth we give to you, Lord God. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord God. We are living free, and we just want to say thank you for our freedom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare all is well with us. And Father God, we thank you for your word this morning, for we know your word is true. We thank you, Lord God, as we enter in and read your word this morning, Lord. We ask that you, hallelujah, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive right now great and mighty, oh God, of your word. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and the wisdom and understanding of your word, oh God, so we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Oh, Lord, let the scripture take root, oh God, in us, that it may manifest, oh God, in our actions, oh God. Let it be engrafted on our hearts and minds so that we can keep our minds stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. Oh, Lord, sanctify and purify our mind and thoughts, oh God, that our thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for such a time as this, oh God, that you called us to be united, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God. We thank you, Father God. Oh Lord, help us all on this morning, oh God. Help us, oh God, all that we bring, oh God, to you today. All that we lift up, oh God, and bring to your altar, that they may be healed, delivered, set free, blessed, favorite, that they may receive divine directions and instructions, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they may, hallelujah, be drawn nigh unto you this day, oh God, to receive Jesus Christ, that they may be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, thank you for all that's on the line today. And Lord, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you would bless them in a mighty way on today. As I lift up my Aunt Bernstein to you, Aunt Eliza Jane this morning, my Aunt Classy, hallelujah, my Aunt Chief Ruth, may, hallelujah, hallelujah, my Aunt Vera, oh God, as I lift them up to you this day, and my cousin Brenda Gale and my cousin Bonnie on today, amen, my niece Toy, my daughter Jamel, my mother Carol, my cousin Kim, oh God, on today, my cousin Sean Denise and my cousin Earlene and Mama Sharon Gordon, amen, as I lift them up to you on today, oh God, do a new work right now, Father God, help, oh God, help, Lord, and we just want to say thank you for your help. Let peace reign in each of our homes, O Lord. Lord, we pray for divine order this morning. Let order come into our lives. When things have been out of order, O God, let order come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us be in order according to your word, Father God, according to your will, your plan, and your purpose for us, and all that's in our homes. And we just want to say thank you. By faith, we receive it right now. Set us a fire with the Holy Ghost. Let that fire become everly, increasingly in us. That anyone that we're around today will catch fire of your Holy Ghost. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory on this day. Amen. We decree and declare victory over every area of our lives. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. It is you that have given us the victory. We thank you for your shed blood. We thank you for your finished work on the cross. And we decree and declare the finished work on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It's you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us in this at this time as we go into prayer together today. That we will pray prayers, hallelujah, that will line up with our Heavenly Father. That we will truly be blessed, that our prayers will be answered. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise, family. Come on, come on, open up your mouth right where you are. Come on, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, Lord, in good old shit, yeah. Come on, oh, come on and sing a new song. Hallelujah to our Lord. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Come on, we want to hear everybody this morning. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, come on and shout right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Today, because this is the end of the year. And we are still here. God has kept us. Amen. And we just thank God. So this morning, as I call your name, we want to know how you're doing, how you've been, and anything that you may have on your heart that you want to share and encourage us on the live today, family. I do ask that you do so. Everybody will have about 1 to 2 minutes apiece. You don't have to use the whole 1 to 2 minutes, but just for the sake of time. So when it's your time, just be mindful of the 1 to 2 minutes. We just want, if God gave you a scripture, a word, or a word that you have to encourage on today as we enter into our new year on tomorrow, and just thanking God. So we got to start with our Aunt Bernestine this morning. Good morning, Aunt Bernestine. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you this morning and to everyone that's on the line. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful every day of my life. I'm thankful for all my friends, my cousins, and everyone that's on the line. I love to hear their voice in every morning. And I'm thankful for all my sisters that be on the line. I pray for them daily, for you and your family. I pray for all the Mackey children and everything. I just love them Mackey girls. I love them. I love all of them. on all the offsprings, and I'm thankful.
Yes.
And I'm doing great. I'm doing good, and I'm blessed. And I thank the Lord for another day. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Aunt Bernstein, we love you so much, and it's always good to hear you on the line every Saturday. Last Saturday, I had a chance to call you and talk to you for a bit and pray and have you and Ann on the line. So I just thank God for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you as we enter into this new year on some more. I pray multiple blessings be upon your life. God will continue to be your strength, be your peace, be your way, be your truth, be your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God bless you, and we love you so much, Aunt Bernstein. Hallelujah.
God love you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth May, God bless you all. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been? Glory.
Amen. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To everyone. Doing good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for another day.
Good morning, my sister.
For another day. Being on time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Glory. To God be the glory. We have had a good week. We've had a good week. I just pray to thank God. My mom is eating well. Every time she takes a bite, I just say, thank you, Lord. Another bite. Another bite.
Amen.
Another bite.
Amen.
Sleeping good. Eating good. And I'm just so grateful to God for that. I thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Have shown us that love is more than just a word.
Amen.
More than just a word.
Amen.
For us, and that is a calling on your life and an anointing for God to put that in your heart to do that for us. And I just praise and thank God for you. I just pray that you have made such a difference in our lives. Brought us closer together. We are more concerned and more loving about each other and other people as well. So, to God be the glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, a closer walk with Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you,
thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, God bless you. God bless you both. We love you all so much. And thank God for you. So glad to have you back on the line. We know you went out to New York, and God brought you back safely. All was well. So we just thank God. We praise him.
Wonderful.
Did you say you had a wonderful time?
I had a wonderful time. I had a wonderful
time.
Yes,
amen.
God showed up and showed out.
Amen.
Amen.
All
right.
Yes, yes.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So much to be grateful for. God bless you both.
Yes.
We love you so much, and I just thank God for you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing like family. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Definitely been a blessing. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. Amen. We're doing good. How you doing, Mom?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Good morning, Aunt here.
Do you have anything you want to say on the prayer line this morning?
Mm-hmm.
You want to say anything special this morning?
I'm glad to be all up and flowing. Good morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for blessing us to almost wrap this end of the year up, and tomorrow it'll be a new year. And I thank God for being able to be on this line another whole year. And I thank God for Tawanika, you encouraging us. We were together, and I don't get to see my family, but I get to hear them, and I'm so glad for that. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And just as every week, I would just always looked forward for Saturday morning.
Amen.
And
Amen.
You also taught me how to humble myself during these times. And being more obedient to God and helping my mom, I thank God for that. And I think this line had a lot to do with helping me to be more, have more strength. So I thank God for everybody praying for me, and I love everybody. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Cousin Bonnie and Avery. We love y'all so much. You know, we just all become a part of this line. It's almost like if you're not on here, it just doesn't feel
like it needs to feel.
It's just, you know, it's that puzzle and the pieces.
Amen.
So we just thank God. We've definitely become that, I want to say, staple. And I just thank God for both of you all. It's just a blessing in itself. It's been some trials and stuff that we've been through this year, but we thank God for this line. We've overcome so much in this time,
when we thought
when the enemy was going to win, but we remember we have the victory already, and we have the power and authority that we can create things. We don't have to accept nothing that the enemy sends our way. We don't have to accept it.
Sure don't.
Even when they try to convince you, your name is on it. This is your name. Say, no, that ain't for me. I know you. I see my name on it. That ain't alone to me.
That's right. I'm going to say hallelujah. God is good. I'm actually at work right now. But I just want to just give all praises to God for getting us through the new year. Just the relationship alone and the blessings that comes with just knowing God and accepting God. I know I am a miracle. I expect miracles, and I receive miracles. So I'm more than grateful, and I'm so looking forward, and I'm so excited to see what God's going to do within this family, because I know new things are coming, and so I'm just grateful, giving God all the glory.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, we thank God for you. Woman of God, little lady, as they're coming up and coming up, you know, women that I can be proud to say, you know, walking in your calling, you know, and seeking God. You know, that's what we've been called to do, is to seek God, the first thing to do. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that's getting up every morning. Yes. It's more than just quoting that scripture, but it's getting up every day seeking God and what God would have for us to do. And that's what that scripture is about, not just quoting it, but doing it.
Yeah.
Now there's application, life application.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you, niece. We love you. I thank God for you.
Thank you.
And I just pray God to continue to bless you. You will continue to allow God to use you. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jamel, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been, daughter?
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, I'm doing wonderful as I can, you know. I can't complain. And I want to give thanks to God, and also say thank you to our mom for never stop. She never stopped sending the text message to get on the call. She never stopped texting me to say get in position. She actually challenged me to be on the call for the rest of the year. Had she not done that, I would not have been able to hear what God has for me to do next. If I didn't get on this call, I would be sitting in the house wondering what I'm going to do tomorrow. But since she stood in the gap, it's times that I was not there, and her obedience. An example for me to look at her and be like, you know, she's praising God, and she's being obedient, and I can do the same, and I can be obedient to what God has for me as well.
Amen.
Yes. So thank you, Mama, for not giving up on me and for always, you know, every time I get out the cage, you say, hey, come on, get back in the cage. You didn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and I love you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I love you. I thank God for you. You know, I always tell Jamel, and she's been the first one of the children to accept. You know, she wasn't like, well, Mama, she, you know, because some of them be like, oh, there go Mama praying, and Mama going to be doing this. She's like, Mama, I'm in position. Mama, what I need to do, you know. And she's always kind of, when she falls, I'll call and say, what's going on with you? Get on back up. Get back up. Each time, go ahead and snatch it back up. Bring her back in. Come on back in. I thank God for you. And she's walking in her calling, you know, and I'm just so proud of her. She's seeking. She's hunger. She's, you know, hunger after righteousness.
Yes.
So I pray that God will continue to pull to you. You would continue to allow God to use you, and you won't allow the enemy to use you to hold you back, that you would speak boldly.
Amen. With
the Holy Spirit, boldly, with, you know, with confidence, and not wounded by God giving
that
word in your mouth. You would deliver that word, and know it's not your word. So even if people be upset with you, no, you just
tell them,
thus says the Lord, like, this is not my word. This is the word that God gave me for you. That blood will be on your hands. So God give you. And I speak this to everybody that's on the line. If God gives you a word to speak to someone, it's not to hurt them. It's to help them. All good things coming from the Lord. And, you know, morning comes before destruction. That's the kind of God that we serve. He don't just surprise us and then all of a sudden destruction takes over. He gives us warning so that we can get in order, so that we can repent, so that we will be in the right position. So we come bring a warning. Amen. So when people say, oh, I don't want to talk to someone. Oh, what's the case? You said my name on the prayer line. And then I get a call. I heard you said my name. We can see it's not to hurt you. It's to help you. It's to protect you from what's to come. So sometimes they don't want to talk to me because they're afraid. Oh, if I say I had a dream, they automatically think, oh, it's bad. If I had a dream or God gave me a word for you, it is to help you. And it's to get you out of harm's way. It's to bring you to position you so that you're not hurt. It's a position so that you can be blessed. And we want that. Who doesn't want to know before I go down the street that death is waiting on me on the street, but I got a word for you that says, go this way. I see what's to come.
Come on,
my Lord, my God. Amen. This is what God needs you, Jamel, because you've been called for such a time as this. Amen. God bless you. I love you, and I thank God for you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
I'm good, blessed for morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good. And as I was hearing what Jamel say, Nene, I call her Nene, she would call me and tell me the same thing. You can sell out with you for talking and everything, but she will call you and tell you, get on back on, you're falling, you know. I have slipped. We was talking last night, and I was saying I had fell off and stuff. And she say, for Christmas, she said, you got to get a word. And my kids, they get tired of hearing me when somebody call or I call them. I say, good blessed morning, or blessed night, evening. So they got tired of hearing. So I said, on Christmas, I'm just going to say, good blessed. And one child I always say, there you go. I am glad, I'm telling you, I'm asking God to bless you. And with the four is for the four. So you get a whole bunch of them, but they'll get to understand it one day.
Amen.
And as I lay in the bed, me and my husband, you can hear one of us, oh, Lord, we grunt, we have so much pain, but we are thankful because God woke us up this morning. We can put our Zoom union on our body. So I'm just thankful.
Amen.
I'm still here another day and another morning.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mama. It's definitely, and we know it's the, we have to, we have the power and authority, and we have all that we need to be victorious. We're already victorious, and understand, know when we, and knowing we have knowledge. Know, okay, I've fallen off. I've gotten out of position, and we ask ourselves, why have I gotten out of position? Because the thing is, the longer you stay there, the further you get away from Him. God doesn't move; He's still there in position. But you've got, we'll get farther and farther away from Him. The longer we stay there, the farther we get, and we'll find it harder to get back. It'll take us longer to get back into His presence because we've allowed ourselves to stay there. And I always encourage us to get back up again the moment, okay, you said that, okay, you did that. Go to God, repent, don't do it again. Get back in position immediately. Don't stay in there. Don't months and years, and now the enemy is just using you. He's consumed you because he got you now. Because guilt doesn't come from the kingdom of God. It comes from the kingdom of faith. So you feel with shame. You feel with guilt. And you stand there, and you got to realize that's not of God. Get back up again. Keep praying. Keep being in His word. And don't beat yourself down. And so last night I told my mom, I said, and which is something she don't ever hear me ask her, is to pray for me. I said, pray for me. And what was happening in that moment, though she was praying, see, a God will use the person that's praying, hallelujah, while you're praying for the other person, He's actually using you. You know what I'm saying? He's actually blessing you in it. And during that time to pray, things are coming out for you. So it wasn't about her praying for me. It was about her just praying so things could start breaking out for her. So that the enemy was doing, trying to do, hallelujah. She said, I want to just dance. Lord, she said, if I had my breath, I'd just dance right there.
Man.
You know, just being strengthened and that stuff is coming off because that's what the enemy, he didn't want you to pray. He don't want you to do it. He wants you to get on the phone, say what you want to say, and get off. But that God was turning that thing around last night, and that's when the Holy Spirit said, tell her to pray for you. But if you found yourself last night when you were praying, you wasn't really praying for me. You found yourself speaking to God about everything about what was going on with you and what you needed God to help you with and where you had fallen off. So that prayer was not even about me, but it was important for you to pray at that time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is really working, God. I'm telling you, He's still working miracles. Amen. We serve an extraordinary God. There's nothing ordinary about the God that we serve. My Lord, my God. But God bless you, Mama. We love you so much, and I thank God for you. I thank God for you. Amen. You know what, family? Sometimes you'll find, okay, when you get into the Word of God and you're really seeking Him, family members are kind of, they'll move away from you. You know, they don't want to talk to you that much. You know, they don't want to hear you. And you know you're on the right path. They'll say,
amen.
You know, oh, there they go. Every time you call, she's going to be saying this. But I want you to know you're in the right position. You walk in that right path because you're going to lose many people along the way, even family. They're not going to want to hear you. Then you'll have some slowly but surely that'll come in because they're not going to, if they know who to call when they want gossip and mess, and they know who to call when they want a prayer to you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Be the one that they call. Lord, they know they can get a prayer for you. You just keep on keeping on to what God has called you to do, no matter how young or old we get. Amen. God bless. Amen. And know that sometimes what happens, you'll find that you haven't done nothing to that person, that all of a sudden that conversation y'all used to have, y'all used to be able to talk about the Lord, y'all used to be able to come on there. Now all of a sudden y'all can't even get on the phone anymore. Y'all can't even come together. And nobody did anything to one another. It's the enemy that's operating right there. You got to know that. The enemy is causing division. Nothing was said and nothing was done. But now, for some reason, I can't get back on the phone with them. I can't pray on the line no more. I can't get in Bible study no more. Something is holding me back. But you have a power to push through that thing and speak to that thing. Even when it's going on and you know it, open up your mouth and speak to it. Devil, you and I come against it right now. I come against the spirit of separation, division. I come against the spirit of confusion. I come against the spirit of doubt. I come against the spirit of fear. You got to speak that thing. Yeah. Don't let it fester in your mind because it'll play over and over, and it'll keep you where it keeps you. You know, further back, and you continue to go back, you continue to stay in that place. But you got to know, it's the enemy. I see what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to, because, you know, he'll cut you off from certain people because he's cutting off your prayer life. And I'm speaking about my mom, even with my daughter, when they came into ministry, I knew that they were going to leave the church. that was with me, because God had already shown me that, because it's the work of the enemy. So I didn't have nothing against them. I just kept loving on them. I kept calling them where you went. God, and I told them, God called me to you. I didn't call myself to you. God called me to you because he has a plan and a purpose for your life that's going to bring so many other people to Christ.
Yeah.
We could be honest with ourselves, amen. And I like to be transparent and open. Also.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you both. I love you so much. I do, and I just want everybody on the line. I'm moving right along. God bless you, Mama. We love you so much, and we thank God for you and for your transparency as well. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Oh, good morning, family. God bless you all. Just thanking God for another day, thanking God for bringing us thus far, and just know the word from God this morning, that as you were speaking this morning, just says that obstacles that may have come are not denials of God's blessing. So you all be blessed, and I love you, and I just thank you, and look at Pastor Manning for continuing his line for us. All these years, I know some people have dropped off and some people have came back and stuff. So just continued blessings for this family.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you guys again. We love you so much. I hope everybody heard what she said.
Amen.
I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. We love you so much, Cousin Kim. God bless you. May God continue to use you, and may God continue to be your strength. Amen. In every area of your life. We decree and declare victory over you right now in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't Eliza Tane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Doing good.
Good morning.
Get in position. So I'm in position. Here, I know it's almost prayer time, so I be trying to get myself where I can sit still and listen to my family, and I'm so grateful and thankful for the family that I have. They are all lovely. All the nieces that I have, they just treat me like I'm just blessed. I've been blessed all year. I've been blessed many years before that. But I'm happy with my life, and I thank God keeping me at peace and keeping my mind at peace and keeping my mind on Jesus instead of things that's going on out there that I don't have no control over. So
my Lord, yes, God.
I'm just thankful, and I thank you. I thank you for calling me, and I thank you for thinking of me. That makes me feel special, even though you call other people, but I just feel real special when you call me. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much, Aunt Eliza Jane. It was my pleasure and honor to call and be able to be on the line with you on last Saturday. And you had me laughing. She reminded me of, I know most of your family know, I still do comedy. I'm still a comedian as well. And she told me I had did something. I said, I don't remember that, but I wouldn't put it past me. That's something I would do. Aunt Eliza Jane, will you share with us what you had told me last Saturday?
Oh, yes. We were up at the hospital. Charlie was real sick, and she came in, and she said, when she came from back there, she said, you know, they told me Father, whatever she called him, had got real lights. And I went back there, and I didn't know he had got lights. I jumped up in the bed with this white man. I said, oh, Grandpa, I'm so sorry. And she was in the wrong room. She was in there with a white man.
I told my mom,
only time
I
ever
met
her was at that time. And I think maybe at Nina's funeral. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My Lord, my God. Yes. That was so funny to me because I said, that sounded like something I was saying. It's just, you know, I love to laugh. I'm always laughing. I told him, my grandfather told me, he said, you funny. He said, you keep doing your comedy. He said, because if I say you're funny, you're funny. And I said, all right, Granddaddy. So we call him Granddaddy. We would call my grandfather Granddaddy. I said, all right, Granddaddy. Yeah. Uh-huh. So he told me to keep on doing. He said I was funny. So, all right,
amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know who number this is, and I do apologize that I don't know this number, but I'm going to call it out so you can let us know who you are on the line. I know your family. Phone number is 601-807-7158.
That's Cousin Connie. Hey, Cousin Connie. You
Connie,
hear me?
Connie.
Hey, Cousin Connie. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? We missed you.
I'm doing good. Do you hear me? Because I'm on. You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay. Yes, it's good to be on the line this morning. I ain't forgot you guys, and I thank you, Tadalisa, for calling me and praying for me, even though you didn't get to talk to me, but really inspired me and made me feel good. It's like we haven't forgotten me, and I haven't forgotten you guys. I mean, I love my family, you know, and I just thank God that that we all love each other and get along. I mean, I think about you guys all the time. I just my aunt, like Jane, on my phone, on my mind yesterday, and I was intending to pick the phone up and call her, and I just have to make sure that, you know, when those things come my way, that I need to go ahead and do, especially when they cross my mind. So you guys are not forgotten. I love you. God bless you. Thank God for my family. And I love y'all. You know, it may not always what come across. Sometimes I might say some things that come out, but I mean well.
We know.
I mean well. God bless you all.
We love you so much.
All y'all voices this morning. I was thinking about Aunt Classy, so I don't know. I haven't heard her voice this morning, but she's been on my mind, and Gloria. So will you pray for all of them this morning? Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, too. We love you. We thank God for you. And I did call her last Saturday, and I wasn't able to get you, but I will leave a voicemail prayer. Trust me. If I don't get you, I will leave a voicemail prayer. Just let you know, we're thinking about you. We love you. And, you know, good thing about God and we that are in Christ, we should be quick to forgive, amen, and release that grace because we receive
amen.
It freely. So freely is given to us, freely we should give to each other. You know, mercy and grace. God gives us that every day, new mercies, new grace. And so whenever we find ourselves, and I encourage everyone on the line today, is to release that forgiveness and then get back in position. Ask God what he will have for you to do and be obedient to the will of God for your life because that's a blessing. Amen. He wants to heal us completely, but we have become so disobedient. We become stiff-necked that, and I'm speaking to everybody on the line, not just one person. If it applies to you, then, you know, then make a change. Decide, you know what, I'm going to completely be full of the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to move and direct me and to, you know, guide me because we know when we're out of order. We know when we're out of position. You know, a lot of times it's the things that we let fester in our minds that keep us back from doing the will of God. God gives us free will. It's up to us to surrender our will over to God and say, Lord, what is it that you have for me to do? Because one day we will stand in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. And we will be judged by the work that we've done in this body. So I just pray and encourage. Anything that we've done, we are forgiven. We are washed. We are cleansed by the blood. Yeah. But it's a daily thing. It's daily. It's not just a temporary time. And I think for some people, they find it hard because when you realize this is a lifestyle, you know, this is my life. It doesn't come out from that. This is what I live. This is what I do. This is me. You know, people find it easy to be of the world and live that lifestyle of the world being. But I think the thing that's going there, everybody want to be vegan, and it's a big deal. They got the vegan shirt, the vegan hat, and you're special. if you're vegan. If you go vegan, you know, you want to brag about that you're vegan, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, you know, with that, just having a lifestyle of prayer, a lifestyle, you know, of seeking God. And so we love you so much, Cousin Connie. It's so good to have you on the line. We pray as we enter into this new year that we'll hear more from you as we go forward. We decree and declare that this line is not going anywhere, that God has continued to bless the line so that other family members will be able to come to the line. And hallelujah. So we thank God for keeping this line, that even when we're not here, we know that when we do come back, the line is still there. And that's a blessing in itself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So God bless you, Cousin. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Love
Cousin
you.
Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing, and how you been?
Good morning, family. I am just so excited. I'm recovering from the flu, but I am great. Tawanika, I just wanted to tell you, God bless you, and thank you. You know, you have that spirit of Auntie Ruth and May, she always makes everyone feel special, okay? No matter how many it is of us, she always, and when you called us, like Aunt Jane said, it made us feel special. But I just want to share something when you told your daughter. I just want to share a word with her, and it says in Proverbs 3, I think it's the 6th verse. It says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." And then in 13, mm-hmm. "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth mm-hmm. understanding." And then this is what you've given to us, for us to understand the word of God, understand the word of love, understand the word mm-hmm. of family. And this is what this call has done for us. So I am thankful mm-hmm. for you and your family just to take the smallest time to tell us that you love us and to pray for us. And that's what Aunt Bernadine does all the time, is just prays. She always is always an uplifting about everybody in the family. And I just want to mm-hmm. let her know that that means so much to us. So I'm just
Amen.
Thankful. I'm thankful for all my family. I'm just thank the Lord for you all.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Sean Denise. We love you so much. We thank God for you. And just to, you know, to hear you on the line, and whenever you come back on, I'm always so excited. And I love you. I truly do. I'm getting lost for words right now. Normally I'm not lost for words. I just want you to know how much we really appreciate you and just being on the line and being that blessing and standing in the gap. And, you know, just and for me, family, it's such a blessing, because for you all to trust and know that God has sent me. You know, it's one thing when your family don't believe that God is using you, and all of a sudden you speak in tongues, and all of a sudden you pray. You know, it's to have family say, you know what, we know that God called you, and we trust the God that's in you. Amen, because it's the same God that's in me. You have that same resurrection power is in me. And so I just thank God for it, and the time that you had me to be a part of, I believe, one of the women's group that you're a part of, to pray. That means that meant a lot to me, you know, when you called me in position. And I was like, wow, Lord, I just thank you, because I'm always ready to be used by God, and, you know, wanting to always be in position to be used, you know, put my stuff aside and say, God, whatever you want me to do. And I encourage us more to do that. When God is calling you to do something, you know, that you put your stuff aside and do what God has called you to do. Because it's easy to do you.
Amen.
You know how some people say, I'm going to do me, you do you. How about we do the work of God and do what God has called us to do? So I just thank God for you. We love you so much, Cousin Sean Denise. We know all that you did.
I love you too.
Just the faith that you have. The faith that you have encourages us to keep on in the faith of God and keep on seeking God and trusting God, because we've seen the miracles and the testimonies that have come from you. You know, just
Lord.
You by yourself,
Hallelujah.
You know, is a blessing. And we thank God for you for sharing it and, you know, being open to share with us all that you've been through.
Well, thank you, too.
Amen. God bless you guys.
Amen.
Thank you. We love you so much. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing, and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. That God bless me to be on the line this morning. I thank the Lord for the prayer that you come and say the morning and pray for me.
Yeah.
And I thank the Lord. And most of all, I thank the Lord. I had a birthday yesterday to be 75 years old,
birthday.
And I thank the Lord, Jesus.
Happy birthday.
You brought me all the way
happy
down
birthday.
To 75 years. Yes. And I
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Happy
yes.
birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And
I
feel good in my body. Yes. I feel good in my body. Don't have a pain nowhere. I just can't walk. But God's going to fix that too. Yeah, he's going to fix that too.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, let us sing happy mm-hmm. birthday to Cousin Doretha, everybody. On three,
Amen.
On the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday,
happy birthday
to
you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Cousin Doretha.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Okay, Doretha. Today
Nanny
is Doretha. Today
Amen.
Is Doretha. I'm gonna bake you a cake today, and I'm gonna eat a piece for you.
All right, then. I appreciate that.
All right.
Hey, man, God bless
yeah, but
you.
But when
you're so
going
to Doretha. Come again.
Pardon me.
I said we still believe you're going to walk. Get up.
Oh yes, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. And
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, that is
yes.
able. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Normally, ain't classy. Normally, on the line. We just pray the peace of the Lord be with her, that God will continue to be her strength, be her way, be her life, and be her truth. And I just pray that God will continue to pour into her in the name of Jesus, all that he will have for her
Amen.
To receive, overflowing, that anyone that she's around will truly be blessed. Hallelujah, with God's Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, we normally have sister, our cousin Earlene on the line. She's not here today, so we just pray that God will continue to bless her and be her peace, her joy,
yeah.
that God will continue to be her strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ during these times. And I challenge us to reach out to a family member on today that we haven't talked to in a while and just reach out to them and let them know how much you love them. And, you know, we're praying for them. I do lift up, I said, Cousin, okay, and Mama Sharon Gordon, Sister Sharon Gordon, and her husband Samuel, and lift them up today and pray that God will continue to bless them and heal their bodies and that God will be the strength. I pray for restoration for her and her family in the name of Jesus Christ, and the blessing of the Lord be upon her life continually. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. All right, family. So I just wanted to make sure that we do that today. So I challenge each of you all today to make one phone call, and just tell someone, you know, that we have to talk to, and just let them know we love you and we're praying for you, we're thinking about you, and you just know that really helps because you just never know what a person needs in that hour. They may be praying and asking God to send someone, Lord, send a message or. You know, send somebody. It may be crying out. It needs that phone call. So I encourage
yes.
us all to do that today. Amen. And we're going to have our scripture now, and then we'll come back and we'll take our prayer petition, and then I'll cover us in prayer here. We have about 24 minutes left on the line. I hope you all enjoyed that time to just be able to speak
nice.
Freely here on the line. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So today our scripture is going to be coming from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. I'll be coming
Amen.
Out the New King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ
mm-hmm.
has made us free, and do not be
mm-hmm.
entangled again with a yoke of bondage."
Yeah.
"Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will
mm-hmm.
profit you nothing." Verse 3 says, "And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law.
Verse 4 says, you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. What is the Bible saying to us, church? Jesus Christ died to set us free from sin and from a long list of laws and regulations. Christ came to set us free, not free to do whatever we want, because that would lead us back into slavery to our selfish desires. Rather, we thanks and hallelujah, that we give thanks to Christ right now. Hallelujah. We are now free and able to do what was impossible before, to live unselfishly. Those who appeal to their freedom so that they can have their own way or indulge into their own desires are falling back into sin. But it is also wrong to put a burden of law-keeping on Christians. We must stand against those who would enslave us with rules and methods or special conditions for being saved or growing in Christ Jesus. Amen? So try to be, when we look at verse 2 through 4 here, trying to be saved by keeping the law and being saved by grace are two entirely different approaches. You'll have some people say, you better eat that pork. Or you ain't going to say, you know, that's against the commandments. I want us to understand, we don't have to keep the law. We are saved by grace. Amen?
Yeah.
These two are entirely different approaches. Christ will profit you nothing means that Christ's provision for our salvation will not help us if we are trying to save ourselves. Obeying the law does not make it any easier for God to save us. All we can do is accept his gracious gifts through faith. Our deeds of service must never be used to try to earn God's love or favor. When we look at verse 3 and 4 here, circumcision was a symbol of having the right background and doing everything required by religion. No amount of work, no amount of work, discipline, or moral behavior can save us. So if a person were counting on finding favor with God by being circumcised, he would also have to obey the rest of God's law completely. And no one could do that. So trying to save ourselves by keeping all of God's law only separates us from God. My Lord, my God, I pray that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. I pray that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen, amen. Again, that scripture is Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 through 4, in case you all want to go back to it. Amen. At this time, we're going to take our prayer petition, and we'll put in our prayer collective over all the prayers together for the sake of time. Amen. Amen, Vernestine, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Lord. I just want to pray for the whole family of the whole world.
I pray for the whole world.
You need prayer. And our special prayer for my first cousin, Bishop Claude Timmons, continue.
Amen.
For my niece, who's been on the prayer line for a long time, but she's doing so much better. And especially I heard the prayer of Dorita this morning, hoping and praying, because that's my prayer. It's for her to get up and walk. And when she get up and walk, that's a blessing. And she just going to have to try. Just keep trying. Pray for her daily. I pray for you, Tawanika, and your whole family. Because I love you. Pray for my sister, Vera, and for Bonnie for taking care of her, and for Brenda for taking care of her mama, and the whole family that's on this line. I pray for everyone.
Amen.
Thankful. Amen. I thank you. And I love you, love you. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. I will be praying collectively. You also, once I take everybody's petition in prayer, I'll collectively pray it as we close out here. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And God continue to keep you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. God bless you. Go ahead.
I am just grateful, so grateful to God for all his blessings and for my family, for my mom, for you, Kawaniku, and your family. God just bless us all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. We love you so much, Cousin Brenda Gale, Auntie Ruth and May. And we just pray God's love to increase and overtake you all in your life and all that you're maybe concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may his peace continue to reign in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
My family and love.
Give me one moment because I think somebody's background, so I can't quite hear you. Give me just one moment, Cousin Bonnie. Let's see. I'm just trying to close the line because I'm not sure where it's coming from. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Cousin Bonnie.
Yes. Continuous prayers for everyone that's on the line and for me and my family, for our health and strength, and just to keep us going.
Yes, amen. And Vera?
Mama, you want them to pray for you for anything? Mm-hmm. You want to say anything on the prayer line? Okay. Just continue praying for my mom. Amen.
All right, amen. God bless you. God bless you both and all that's in your household. We'll be lifting up everybody in prayer here collectively, but I'm ready to pray for the whole line. Amen. God bless you. God keep you both. We love you so much. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. I have my prayers for everyone on this line, everyone connected to anyone on this line. That in this season, that in this new year, that our eyes, our hearts, our minds are open to what God has in store for us.
Because
I know that it is a new thing, and I know this is not the only time, the new year is not the only time that God offers us new beginnings. But I know it's always happening, and I just pray that we can open our hearts and surrender to the call that God has in our life and giving us strength, giving us the willpower, giving us endurance, and allowing us to see it through. And that is my prayer.
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. And we all come into agreement in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You. And we love you so much. Thank God for you.
I love you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jamel, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hi. My prayer is that I gain strength and for what God has for me next, and that my siblings also take up their cross and, you know, find a relationship with God just as I have.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God keep you. We touch and agree with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Can you hear me, Jamel?
Yes.
Okay. All right. God bless you. God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. Mama Carolyn, Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, too. Just praying for the family of the sick ones, the bereaving ones that are going through losing, you know, loved ones through the holidays, and those who lost already lost some, and, you know, hear their heart for them, you know, comfort them. And that's my prayer.
Yes,
pray for strength for continue on doing that prayer line and, you know, walking in the walk that God has the path for you to walk through. Amen.
Amen. I receive it in Jesus Christ's mighty name. We touch and agree, and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Mom. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, just a continued blessing for you, Pastor Manning, and your family, and the prayer line, the family here that we have, and our other family members, that they will come to Christ and know Christ. And just continue blessing for me and my household. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We touch and agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare with all faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to pray for the prayer, ask for prayer for the prayer, for the prayer line that has,
yes,
I mean, no need repeating, but I just have one thing that I want to say. When we were younger, I felt, and I think most of the family members felt this way about my sister Ruth Mae. I felt that Ruth Mae had a phone number for heaven, to heaven, where she could talk to the Lord. So when something would go on, somebody would say, did you call Ruth Mae and let her pray for you? So I just thank God that she could do that, and I felt that way about her. And now we have to pray for her. She's doing fine. But I know that I felt that way about her, that she could talk to the Lord and he would listen to her better than he would listen to me, because she had a telephone number to heaven. So I was just thinking about that this morning when when Bernstein go into her prayer closet. She got a closet she go in. Oh, I'm going in here and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going in my closet. I think Bernstein has been touched too, also, I should say. And I thank God for all my sisters. And I just wanted to say that about Ruth Mae. And I think Bernstein is stepping in her footsteps, since Ruth Mae is no longer able to do it. So we just ask blessing on Bernstein and all my sisters.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you so much, and we pray all that that you are concerned about, all that's in your heart, for every family member, that God will answer those prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for answered prayers. We thank you that even right now, Father God, that you're speaking our Aunt Bernstein, our sister, amen, our mother, our friend, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you, Amen. Eliza Jane. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, my prayer is, and another is, my mom can still pray, y'all. So, because, I mean, the other day, she, I don't know what made her to start praying for me and my husband, but it was a prayer that probably, I wish I had recorded it, because it really still stuck with me. And it was an awesome prayer. So I don't know, whatever she, you know, she may forget things, but I tell you, my mom, she still loved the Lord with all her heart and all her might. And if she may go off somewhere and I get along Jesus, she back. So the Lord is amazing how what God can do, what his words just can renew your spirit. So I thank God for my mom, and thank God for all my cousins, my aunts, the wisdom that they have, that they give us. And my prayer is I'm my boss died this year, and I'm in this job that I have to seem to do extra responsibilities. And so just pray that I would not get worried about it, that tell me not to be worrying over it, because it's kind of been feel like a weight on me right now. And so pray for me for this job that I am. We'll be stepping into Monday. Taxes, so you know, God, taxes is quite a job. Anyway, that is my prayer that I need you to pray for right now. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Lord, God bless you. We thank God as we come touching the ground on this line today. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord God, as your daughter stepped into a new position, new role, Lord God, that you will be her strength, Father God, Lord God. We know that you did not give us a spirit of fear, worry, or anxiety, oh Lord, because your word says that perfect love casts out all fear. So, Lord, let her operate. Help her to operate in that love that you have placed in her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm that. Lord, be her help, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for the help right now that you're helping your daughter. Even right now, oh God, help her to understand and know, oh God, even in this position, that you will still be using her. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, give her new eyes to see, new ears to hear, new mouth to speak your word, Father God, that she could decree a thing and know that she has that power to decree a thing in her life and it shall be established. So we decree and declare victory over you right now. Amen. And every situation is concerning you. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for it, Father God. Let peace reign in her life, oh God. Let peace reign on her job, in her home, in every area of her life. And we just want to say thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Connie. We love you, and we thank God for you.
Thank you. Love you too,
Heather. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just thank God for this family. I ask us not to look back and just keep pressing forward. And and Tony, I was sitting up here thinking that, you know, this year we're gonna, if I had $1 million, you had it. But I said this, if we could just bless this prayer line and bless my kids and bless all our kids and grandkids, and amen. That's it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you in the name of Jesus as we pray today. We'll be lifting up every family member, every child, every household in our family on today. So as we get ready here to wrap up here, I will be covering us all in prayer, and I promise you I'll be lifting up all that you all petition here in prayer. So God bless you, Cousin Shonda Denise. I love you. We love you. We thank God for
you.
And I just pray God just continue to bless you in abundance. His blessings run you down and take you over. Amen. Hold on to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want you to pray for everyone on the line that you all have the self in your family, and I love you all, and pray for my sister, my cousin, to have a safe trip back home.
Amen. 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 Father God, we come touching and agreeing with your daughter on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you will bless everyone that's on the line, oh God. And Lord, we ask, oh God, for traveling grace and mercies, oh God, for her sister, a family member, oh God, as they travel. Lord, we ask that you be there, God, in their rear regard. Lord, that you would go before them, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them and protects them. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for it. We bless your holy name, Father God, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Cousin Dorita. We thank God for you. We love you so much. We're going to pray now, family. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, O Lord, with all faith.
We come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, oh God, giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above name, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength that coming from you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon your name, Father God, and that you answer us, oh God, that you answer our prayers. So we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still couldn't thank you enough. Lord, we pray that you continue to be our way, our truth, our life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's every prayer petition on today, oh God, has went forth. Lord, I ask that according to your will, your plan and purpose, oh God, for us, that you will answer those prayers, amen, accordingly, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless this line, oh God, that it will be a wellspring, oh God, of your blessing, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents right now, against our life and those in our family, with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare victory right now. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Father God, let peace reign in all our lives, in every area of our life, Father God. Lord, we pray, oh God, let us see with new eyes, hear with new ears, and speak with a new tongue, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, set the fire with the Holy Ghost, amen. Let that fire become everly increasing in each of us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost, that every spiritual filthiness be burnt away by your fire, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, anything that's not of you, oh God, that is in our life, we pray right now, let it be uprooted and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you will be our strength, oh God, as your daughter Vernestine is petitioning this day, as your daughter Brenda Gale, your daughter Ruth and May, your daughter Bonnie, your daughter Vera, your daughter Twin, your daughter Jamil, your daughter Carol, your daughter Kim, your daughter Eliza Jane, your daughter Connie, oh God, your daughter Sunda Nisa, your daughter Dorita, they are petitioning on today, and myself, oh God. Lord, we ask that you move mighty in our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, do a new thing in us, and those in our family. It's our prayer that all will come and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, call them nigh unto you this day, oh God, that they may receive the one that you sent, oh God, Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, that they will be saved, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is our prayer that not one of our family members, oh God, hallelujah, shall perish in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray, oh God, and ask that you bless us with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us receive spiritual wealth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can pass down from generation to generation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we surrender, oh God. Touch our hearts up. And those in our family, that they'll have a heart of surrender, oh God, to repent and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, be the strength of your daughters, oh God, that are caring for their mothers, oh God. Be their peace. Be their wisdom, oh God. Give them knowledge, oh God, that they will be successful, oh God. That they will not, oh God, grow weary, but they will grow stronger in you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for divine positioning right now, that you will position us, oh God, that we can receive from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we give it all over to you right now, Father God. We give every hallelujah, every worry, every care, every disappointment, we surrender all over to you, and we pick up the peace that you give. Lord, we pray for the loss of this word, that you would thrust the right laborers across their lives, oh God, that they may receive your word in a special way, that they may ask, how can I be saved, and receive it right then and there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray for those who have lost a loved one, oh God, and family members, Father God. We pray, oh God, that you will fix that is broken and mend the tear in their soul. Lord, we call upon you, God of our hope, that you will restore the hope in that family, restore the peace. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask, what is it that you will have for us to do? And that we should be obedient, oh God, to do the will that you have called us to do in this life. That we will operate with the spirit of obedience, because your word says in obedience there is blessing, but disobedience there is curse. We choose blessing and not cursing. We choose life and not death. We decree and declare we will not die a premature death. We will live, hallelujah, and declare the good news of the Lord our God. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, life and life in abundance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. That we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath it. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them, oh God. We thank you that right now, God, that our minds are being renewed, oh God. Help us to to keep our minds stayed on you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we crucify the flesh daily, oh, God, so we ask in Jesus' name that you would strengthen our spirit, man, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us a divine healing in those in our family, in every area of our life, our spirit, mind, will, and emotion, and physical being, in accordance to your divine plan and order for our lives. We receive right now by faith your divine healing and wholeness and newness of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to expand in us your territory. Lord, we ask that receive beauty for us, the oil of joy. Hallelujah. For more than the garment of praise and the spirit of heaveness. For we are trees of hallelujah. We are the trees of righteousness. The plant of the Lord our God, that we may be glorified, that you may be glorified, Heavenly Father. In Jesus Christ's holy name, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Father, we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and everyone that's on the line, every family member and loved one, and all who we pray for today, according to John 16:23, the manifestation of every miracle, every healing that you have given to us, and the manifestation of divine healing and divine help in each of our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Lord Jesus, we ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover each of us, hallelujah, with your anointing, your glory, and tangible presence. Give us a fresh new release and flow in our inner man, with rivers of living water springing up forth abundantly, with life abundant. Fill us to overflow with your favor, compassion, and love, your wisdom and understanding. Anoint us to hear your voice and that of a stranger. It calls us to clearly discern your voice over that of a strange one. Give us your eyes to see spiritually and a heart to understand and be led by your Holy Spirit. Clearly help us to be bold, confident, and be obedient to do your will. Fill us with your gifts, anointings, and blessings, and all else that you have for us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for our children's children's children from generation to generation to come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that your hand of protection be around our children. Hallelujah. Our grandchildren, grandchildren to come, oh God. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these heads of protection, oh God. Let the peace be upon the life of our children. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you remember our prayers and bring our family members and loved ones out of harm's way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, into the bodies of those of us that are sick, oh God. I come against every spirit of hollow sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses known and unknown to man. Right now, with the blood of Jesus Christ, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I come against every hindering spirit, lying spirit of limitation, stagnation, procrastination, hallelujah, spirit of hallelujah, confusion, spirit of destruction, spirit of death, a premature death, spirit of fear, anxiety, worry. I come against every spirit of addiction. I come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. I come against every spirit of lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit. I come against every spirit of poverty and lack and death. Any spirit that's operating us or on this line or in our bloodline outside of the Holy Spirit, I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare victory that we are delivered and set free from every evil spirit right now. Father God, everywhere that the enemy has faced, oh God, Lord, fill us to overflow with our Holy Spirit in those areas right now, that when the enemy come back, that they will find those places filled in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Father God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, right now. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood covenant, Psalm 91 over us, through and around and about us, our spirit, mind, will, emotions, ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas and physical beings, all spiritual, natural doors and openings come into our lives and our properties, the atmosphere above and around about us, our homes, our cars, our lands, our properties, our animals, our vehicles and workplaces right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I ask, oh God, that you bless us all in our going and coming on today, and those in our family. Let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form, or transportation of those our family and ourselves may enter into today. Amen. Over our homes and all that's in it. Every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, our I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. And every tongue that rises up against us, the judgment God shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray and ask in Jesus' name, everything that's concerning us, hallelujah, your life and your children, that you would divinely intervene right now, Heavenly Father, and turn it all around for our good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that we are blessed. Amen. And we are born from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name by faith. We receive it right now. Hallelujah. You just open up your mouth, family, and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And if you're having a problem receiving because of your faith, hallelujah, just tell God today, Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, work a miracle in the life of your children. A miracle that brings healing, a miracle that brings unity, a miracle that brings peace that's been chaos and hallelujah and confusion, oh God. A miracle, oh God, but that's been lacking, that has been more than enough, amen. Oh Lord, we're trusting you for a miracle. And we believe and we walk in expectation. And we thank you for, Lord. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, family, let's give God some praise. Amen. As we get ready to enter into the new year, Father God, we ask for God to do a new thing in us right now. We decree and declare all things new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare restoration in the new year. Amen. Everything that the enemy has robbed us of, we decree and declare that we receive it back better than it was taken. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we thank you for the new work. Amen. That it has begun in us. Hallelujah. By our faith, we receive it.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
man.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord God. New relationships, amen.
Thank you,
my Lord, my God. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we have a few minutes here as we wrap up here. I'll call your name if you have anything to say as we wrap up here. Please do so. If not, just say amen. Amen, Bernstein.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I love you, Tawanika. I love you, family.
Happy
New Year. God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, to God be the glory. I love you, too. We love you so much. God bless you. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera.
Amen.
Cousin Bonnie and Vera.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you both. Amen. Twan.
Yes, love you, family. Happy New Year's. And Amini, he said you heard powerhouse. And all that was just in my mind, powerhouse, powerhouse, powerhouse. I said, what is a powerhouse? I looked it up. But in fact, I have a powerhouse. It's powerhouses on this line. You are a powerhouse yourself.
Hey,
so I just want to say thank you, God, and I love you, family, and wishing y'all a happy and a blissful, in the words of Mama, a blissful New Year.
Amen. You too. God bless you, Nisi. We love you so much. Amen. Jamel?
Thank you so much for the prayer, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mama, Carolyn.
Amen, amen, amen. Let me make sure.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. May we all have a blissful rest of the week. Happy New Year's to my family in Houston and Louisiana. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim.
Amen, 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 and a happy and spiritual and prosperous new year for all. Love you, family.
Amen.
Amen. I see you in Jesus' name. Amen. Ain't Elijah James?
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cousin Connie?
God bless you all. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Sean Denise, I don't know if the line hung up or not. I think her phone dropped. All right, Cousin Doretha.
Happy New Year. Amen. And I love everybody. Amen.
Love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone on the line. Have a happy New Year. Blessed, prosperous, spirit-filled year. And I bless you all. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. Amen. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. Amen. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you to be a place of joy. I bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. I bless you to be a restful place for people in a safe place. Amen. I bless you to be a place of beauty. Hallelujah. I bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. I bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. I bless you to be valuable and useful. I bless you to be an asset and not a defect. I bless you to increase in worth. Hallelujah. I bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Have a happy new year. You all be
happy
safe.
New year.
And safe.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Love
you. Thank you. Love you all. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
Thank
you all.
You.
Amen.
Oh, I want to be here. Look upon
happy new year.
Let us sing forever. All is saving grace. All the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Home at last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say what.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.